Well, John Taylor has some thoughts on the month. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Well, October, looking back, was pretty much an incredible month. Remember that the government was shut down for 16 days, and in spite of that, the market had an incredible month last month. In fact, the S&P 500, even though the market was down, the Dow was down 73 points yesterday, and the S&P was down almost 7, the S&P 500 was up almost 5% in the month of October. Now, Dow futures are up about 40 points right now. We all know that means nothing this early in the morning. But there's really some encouraging economic news that continues to come out. And, of course, in terms of manufacturing, we're always interested in what's happening because of our region. But yesterday, the Chicago PMI came out, and it was an incredibly good number. Now, what this is a survey that's done of purchasing managers. It's also referred to as the Chicago Business Barometer. So this is what's happening with manufacturing in the Midwest part of the United States. Huge jump. Now, anything above 50 indicates that that sector of the economy is expanding. It jumped from 55.7 to 65.9. That's the highest reading in over 2 years. And it's the biggest month-over-month increase in 30 years. If you look at some of the subcomponents, new orders of the Chicago PMI, the Chicago Business Barometer, new orders jumped from 58.9 to 74.3, highest reading in almost 10 years. The backlog increased. And also, as a side note, the ISM, the same thing, Milwaukee index also increased substantially, too. So Midwest part of the United States, manufacturing really picking up. Yesterday, Exxon, the number one, of course, oil company in the world, reporting net income for the third quarter was down 18%. But they made almost $8 billion. Now, that's down from $9.6 billion the same quarter of last year. Where the decline was in their refining business. Profits in that section were down 77% because of the high cost of oil and increased competition. But one of the good news is Exxon has been criticized for a number of years because they're withdrawing more oil than they're replacing. Well, they stabilized that and actually up 1.5% over the previous year. Now, today is November the 1st, and there's two huge things that are occurring today, and it's ironic that they're occurring on the same day. Let me explain what they are. Number one, Walmart is kicking off its online deals for the Christmas shoppers today. Can you believe that? Normally, this is deferred until Cyber Monday, the Monday after Thanksgiving. But this year, Cyber Monday happens on November the 28th, so there are six fewer shopping days this year between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So a lot of retailers are going to kick off those online specials with Walmart, for example, beginning today. Now, analysts say that they expect this to be the most heavily discounted Christmas season in years, so you might want to take that into consideration. So that's happening today. The other thing that's happening today, and it's ironically happening on the same day, is that food stamp payments dropped today. Now, back in 2009, as part of the government stimulus plan, they pushed through a 13.6% increase in the food stamp program. It expired as of midnight last night. Now, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, as it's known, swelled to a record $78.48 billion for the government's year ended September the 30th of 2013. Well, who will feel this? Well, everybody. I mean, of course, obviously consumers that are receiving food stamps will. But how about the retailers? How about Dollar General? How about Walmart, Target? And how about the grocery store chains? It is really interesting that these two events, both of which are aimed at consumers, are happening on the same day, and yet they're on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yes, it is. And it's interesting that we supposedly lost $25 billion for the shutdown of the government, but the market didn't worry about it.
Well, you know, one of the reasons the market continues to go up is interest rates are basically non-existent. So where else are people going to go to try to earn some money, earn some return on their money? They're being forced into what the government calls the risk trade, which are things that are riskier than CDs because they're paying basically nothing.
Yeah. All right, John. Listen, have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks, Bill.
All right. John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Visit him here in Fort Smith. He'd love to see you and hear a question you might have or talk about your situation in terms of investments. Again, the financial report is certainly something that may inspire a question in you. If you'd like to call him, you could call him at 479-782-2527 or email him, John Taylor. This is at John Taylor@sternag.com.